anger, hatred, fear. I have seen mountains of skulls and rivers of blood, and I will have my world!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to ReadyCheck, the World of Warcraft podcast where we're the noobs so you don't have to be. This is episode 7 of season 2 and I'll be your host this week. I'm Flaps, currently playing female dwarf warlock on Ghostlands EU.
Femme dwarf, yes.
Femme dwarf, there's not enough about anymore. Joining me this week, and obviously we wouldn't have a show if they weren't here, we got Honey to the Bunny.
Hello!
Hello, and after some downvotes on the way I actually introduced Tomen last week, let's try this again.
Okay.
So, plus the unforgettable, irreplaceable, man of the hour, every hour, Tomen.
Yes, that is much better.
And he pronounced your name correctly.
I did.
Oh, what happened? What is this all about? Is this something to do with that 20 quid I slipped in your pocket before we started?
It might be. Well, it might be that we're actually recording on a Saturday afternoon instead of a Friday evening after work. So I'm in a good mood today, guys. I might not even talk about nerfs this week.
No way.
I don't know.
Fantastic. So we got an epic show lined up this week. We got a huge announcement, which I'm sure anybody who's been following the website's already seen. But we're going to talk more about it on the show a bit later anyway. But before we do that, let's find out what people have been up to. Honey Bunny, what have you been up to this week?
So I've had a bit of a shit week, to be honest. Real life has been very busy. I had an interview, so I had to prepare for that, you know, as you do. And I had a challenge that I was supposed to have completed.
Yes, you did.
I had like an extended amount of time to do that. And I still haven't actually managed to complete the Celestial Tournament. So I fail hard at life, I fail hard at WoW, I'm just not having a good week. But some very kind person on Twitter has said they will help me because they can kick the Celestial Tournament's ass. So I'm hoping. Can we extend it by a week?
Well, I mean, obviously the listeners won't be able to see this, but I'm actually shaking my head in disapproval here. I mean, that is a challenge failed.
I'm pretty sure Dave looks... Tom looks really disappointed as well.
Oh, that's just my normal face, mate, to be honest.
What do you think, Tom? Are we going to extend by another week, or are we just going to say she failed and we're going to beat her now?
Well, I think we should. I don't know if you remember, but when we had Xandalus on the show a couple of weeks ago, he said that he also hadn't done the Celestial Tournament, and he had something like 75 pets or something ridiculous like that. I just had a whisper this morning saying that he's just done it, so congratulations to Xandalus.
Hello, Xandalus.
So Xandalus technically won that challenge.
Technically. He wasn't even invited, but he still won the challenge. I feel like such a failure right now.
I think you should send him gold in the mail.
I don't have any gold, so...
Spent it all on pets.
Sorry, you're a guild officer. It all on just pets. Take it for the guild bank.
Yeah, that's probably like frowned upon.
Just hope Relic's not listening.
He's going to be listening, and now he's going to deny all my requests to the guild bank.
Anything else this week, or is real life quit you this week?
It's been really bad. I have done a little bit in WoW, but only the usual like raiding and some Timeless Isle stuff. Nothing. Oh, I should tell you this. I've restarted my quest for all the mounts in game, so like the Onyxia mount, the fiery warhorse mounts, and I decided it would be a really fun idea to try and solo ICC. It wasn't fun, and I got to the ship and I couldn't get past it, and I couldn't be bothered. So, kind of.
Is it because it's really difficult, or is it like chess before chess was nerfed, and it's just impossible to do it by yourself?
I just don't know if you can physically do the ship by yourself, because you can't be in all those places at once. So I might have to get a group together, get to the Lich King, and just keep extending the lockout and keep doing it that way, because can't be asked to do that every week.
I'd love to say I'd be able to help, but I can't go in ICC. Not after doing normal and heroic.
No, I went back and I still love that place, but I can't do the shit by myself, so... Any volunteers who want to come help me, Alliance side, come on over. I can't solo the ship. Come and help me.
I said, well, why don't you put something out on Twitter and see if you can get a little team together.
Get some response. Get some friends.
Exactly.
I'll tell you who will help. Our friends over at Open Raid, they will definitely help. You'll get a group within minutes.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that last night. It's too tight.
Job done.
Win. Thank you very much, Tommen. I'll do that.
And on that note, Tommen, what have you been up to this week?
Kind of similar. I went away this week, so I haven't really played WoW that much. When I got back on Thursday, I took my mage into normal SOO for the first time, and I'd saved up a bunch of coins, so I had 6 coins, and I just went through, and I hit coin on every single boss, and I know there's some kind of protection that's supposed to be built in to mean that you can't keep going loads and loads and loads of times in a row without getting anything from your coins, but I'm not even joking, 6 times in a row I got gold from my coins.
That's
so I went in expressly to gear up my mage and I came out with 2 pieces of gear. Ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Well, at least you got gold.
Well, yeah.
What's that, 300 gold?
Woo!
Mind that anyway.
I wasn't happy, I'll be honest with you.
No, I can't blame you.
I can imagine.
Do you get any loot drops at all?
I got 2 things. I got the tier chest because nobody else needed it.
Yep.
And what was the other thing I got? I got some spirit gloves because nobody else needed them.
Nice. Well, you know, every little helps.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll catch up in no time, especially with the amount of bosses that we down per week now, which we'll talk about a bit later as well.
Yeah.
It's just a bit frustrating because I wanted to be sort of raid ready this week and it's just not happened really. So.
Especially when you use 6 coins, you'd at least expect 1 thing to drop.
I know. Never mind.
Balls. Never mind, next week all your luck's going to be saved up for the next time you go in there.
Yeah.
So has that stopped you doing any pet battles this week? Because I know you've been enjoying that quite a bit recently. You still only got 125?
I do. I've been trying to get the last 2 to 25, but I just... I don't know, to be honest. I don't really have an excuse. I've been doing it on my paladin and all my bandages are on my mage, so I haven't really been able to heal up in between fights. So, yeah, I've just been an idiot, really.
I really made a huge mistake when I leveled my pets up as well, because I'd leveled them all up using my warlock. So I've got, I think, 600 of the coins. And on my monk, which I'm starting to play a bit more now, I've got like 2.
The exact pain. Same problem.
So yeah, just heed warning from that. Excellent. Well, myself, I've done LFR, done Flexi this week. Played my monk an awful lot. I've been respeccing my monk and playing around with all the different things I can do on that. And I also had a flu jab in real life. Now, they suck, guys.
Yeah.
I was seriously ill after having that done. And I think that was on Thursday before the raid as well.
It's because they inject you with a little bit of flu, so it makes you feel like you've got flu.
Yeah.
Fun times.
It's like a little flu present for you.
It is.
It's said on the form, actually, if you're allergic to chickens or hens, don't get the injection.
Maybe they injected you with bird flu.
Maybe.
You live in the city. How would you know if you're allergic to chickens or hens?
I don't know. I've never seen any sort of bird, really.
I don't know. It's a good question. But let's get back to WoW. That's an entirely different podcast.
You mean we're not allowed to talk about chickens and hens for hours?
Hello and welcome to Why Am I Allergic to Chickens in the Country?
Consult your local health professional if you have any symptoms.
Yes. Don't come to us. We've got no idea.
I don't stand as queen for that. But anyway, let's, with that out of the go, before we derail the show anymore, as we tend to do in this section of the show... Yeah. Let's move on to the news section.
Good news, everyone!
It's the news time, the part of the show where we find out news from World of Warcraft or Blizzard.
I don't even know how to not laugh while you're talking at that point, sorry.
Well, this is the part about news, and I think actually in a rare event here, I'm actually going to go first with the news.
You are going to go first with the news.
I am. So my bit of news this week is something I'm sure everybody already knows, but LFR Wing 3 opened.
Woo!
Oh yes. So the bosses that we've now got open to us are Malkarok, the Pandoran Spoils, or the Box,
it's the loot
Doc,
boss.
The Bloodthirsty.
The Cube.
Colin the Bloodthirsty.
Or Colin if you play for Harvest Moon indeed, yeah. So Harvest Moon have decided to rename Thok to Colin. So we're going to stick with that on the show, I think.
Yeah. Colin.
Have you guys tried the new LFR this week?
I have, unfortunately, yeah.
How'd you get on?
How did you find it?
I zoned into Malkarok with 2 stacks of Determination already. We finally killed him with 6 stacks of Determination. So that was pretty good fun. And the problem was that nobody was stacking on phase 2, basically. So we'd just get to phase 2 and it would just be... Boom, everybody dead. So that was pretty good fun. Yeah. So, but after one of the tanks took it upon himself to just, you know, scream bloody murder at everybody in the raid, it seemed to work out. So that was pretty good. And then after that, it was a really, really seamless, simple kill. It was quite good though, because like I think, as soon as everyone knew what they're doing, it was really easy. So that's a fight that is probably only going to take a week, and it'll be absolutely fine. Yeah. Spoils was hilarious. So nobody really knew what they were doing. So I tried to split the team up into two groups, and I tried to do it with like some of the best DPS in each group, and healers and tanks and vice versa. I was like, okay, fine, let's go, let's do it, and jumped down to the room that I was supposed to be in. Everybody followed me, so we had everybody in one room. So I was like, what are you doing, guys? Oh.
I wasn't splitting you into groups for funsies.
What I love about this, and what I'm going to take away from this, is that you've actually got, obviously, Tamen, you've got a lot of experience in raid leading, trying to raid lead LFR. I wish I was in there. That must have been amazing.
I did type Psy maybe 3 or 4 times, so that's probably a good indication of how horrible it was.
I feel like it's just fun, the blind leading the blind in NFR. Even when you know what you're doing, people just argue with you constantly, and you're just like, or they just don't listen to you. And then you're like, oh, I don't even know why I tried. Well, I do know, it's because I wanted to kill things, but...
I need the loots! I need all the loots!
I want the loots, man!
I love the fact that the LFR people don't have a clue on the tactics and such. And they're so unbelievably unteachable. It's brilliant. I don't know if it's just like people like me in there who just don't want to listen to anyone. You just want to go in there and just chill out for a couple of hours.
Probably.
Or if it's actually people who literally just don't care when they're down a boss.
Well, they must care, or why would they be there? I don't understand. I think it's probably not fair. I think a lot of people probably do listen, but there are always some that will just stand in shit and die.
That's true.
It's a metaphor for life though, isn't it, really?
It really is. Yes, it is.
I think we've just got our title for the show this week. LFR, it's a metaphor for life. But no, I tried Malkorak, didn't get very far. I only got to about 3 or 4 levels of determination, and I had to go out, I think, so I just left it there. But it was quite funny just watching people just stand still during the fight, and people don't understand movement fights at all. Like you said, though, I can see in a week or two, obviously, people will get the hang of it, and it would just be like doing Dermot, where you'll always have kind of like, you'll finish the raid, or you finish the boss, sorry, and there'll be 10 people alive, but you've still downed the boss, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Did you actually do spoils, Tommen? Did you?
Actually, no, I had to leave because we needed to start recording the show.
It was our fault that you left. I just wanted to know if actually it was a lot easier on LFR, because obviously on...
It seemed a lot. How many seconds do you get on normal?
100 and something. I won't lie, I'm too busy clicking boxes to look at the timer.
No, I can't actually remember, to be honest with you, but it seemed like you had more time.
Alright, that's okay.
Probably do a lot more damage. But again, as we always do for every single one of these wings that opens up, guys, go out there, try it. It's a lot of fun. And you know, the other good thing about LFR as well is practice time. So if I've got a spec that I want to try out for one of these bosses, I can take it into LFR, and you get a rough kind of indication how it's going to perform. Not in terms of the actual meters themselves, because, you know, obviously you're most likely going to finish top.
I imagine as a healer it's probably very good practice, because people, I imagine, take a lot more damage in LFR.
Oh god, yeah.
So to realise if you're a good healer, maybe healers shouldn't even have to do proving grinds, just LFR. That is their proving grind.
After the 5th kill of a boss, that's it, you move up.
Gold.
Gold.
It's a good place to try out new specs and stuff as well. I went in as Arcane, and I hadn't played Arcane since I was level 70. So I had no idea what I was doing. So I just used that as a good opportunity to learn it. I was pushing out about 180k at the end, which is quite good. So yeah, happy with that.
The only thing I wouldn't suggest doing is practicing tanking in LFR. People are not forgiving for practicing tanks in LFR. It's either know what you're doing or get the fuck out.
What do you mean it's the first day that this has been released and you don't know the tactics? Get out!
Oh my god, what are you doing so wrong? Oh, I'm new, leave me alone.
I love to see it, you see it all the time as well. Someone's like, guys, can you just remind me what to do on this boss? Kicked.
Yeah, you're like, Jesus Christ.
What an unforgiving community. I'm glad I'm not a tank.
It's part of the reason I don't go into LFR very often. It's because
do you go in as Kitty?
I do a lot of time go in as Kitty.
If you do LFR.
If I do LFR. I'm not well known for doing LFR. But no, I also find that if you go in, even though you might know what you're doing, the other tank, you could be explaining what you need to do, and they just don't care. They don't listen, and it's just so painful. Like Steve the other night was talking about, if your healing team is good, then you enjoy yourself more, and if your other tanking body is good, you enjoy yourself more. But in LFR, it's just really painful.
I'd much rather do flex, to be perfectly honest. It's just a shame that I'm not usually available when our guild does flex, so I need to kind of do LFR to keep up, really.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I don't think I'd be doing flex doing LFR if I could do flex regularly.
No, it's part of the reason that's fair. I don't do LFR.
Yeah, I really enjoy flex as well. It's just the right level for me. In fact, actually, it was really nice the other night. Actually, one of the new guys that joined our guild, Dispriest Cable.
Kobe.
he said that doing normal with us felt like flex. I mean, that's quite nice. So yeah. He obviously is these kind of different step ups, but I think flex is a bit easy for us now. So I think
is that because we're really disorganised? Everybody sat on the floor crying, and nobody did any DPS.
Yeah.
Somebody raid lead, please.
Oh my god, what's happening? Why are we still on a Mercius?
He hasn't even split yet, guys. We've been here for 10 minutes.
What are you doing so wrong?
Fantastic. Well, I think that wraps up LFR this week. But yeah, go out there and give it a go, guys. So next bit of news this week. Over to yourself, honey.
So this news item is quite exciting. Obviously, we're all very aware that BlizzCon is less than a month away. And this week, Blizzard have announced their online shop for BlizzCon ticket purchases and virtual ticket purchases. So you can go onto this shop and there's loads of slightly expensive stuff. I'm not going to lie, some of it is really expensive. Have you guys had a look yet?
I haven't had a look yet, because I fear for my wallet.
I don't blame you. Some of the stuff on here, like, there's quite a lot of stuff, so you can get... You can get a Judgment Paladin robe for $100.
What, a real robe?
Well, that's what it looks like.
Sign me up. Take my money. See, why are you telling me this? I'll go out and apply for a new credit card to afford that.
Maybe I shouldn't tell you about the more expensive things, like the Mahjong Warp of Warcraft set that's like $250.
What? I'd still buy it.
So that
I really like I really, really love the Papercraft figures. I'm definitely going to see if I can pick up a couple of those.
The Thrall and the other one.
Yeah, there's like a Diablo one. It looks amazing.
Oh, there is and a Starcraft 2 one. They do look pretty cool. And those are only $10.
Right.
So, Flaps, you're allowed those.
Oh, thank you. Allowed.
Allowed. Well, there's a lot of stuff on there that's actually really quite expensive. I imagine people probably do purchase them. I, for one, wouldn't. Because I don't have that money. Although, there is, I don't know if you've seen it, Tom, and there's a Mega Block StarCraft 2 cruiser.
Oh, really?
It's $100, but it looks amazing.
Take my money!
Oh, yes, there it is. It does look amazing.
It looks really amazing. I mean, I've got a link to the actual pictures, so you can't see them like full screen, but you can look at them. Maybe we should put them on our... We could put them up so people can actually have a little look.
Put a link up, yeah.
Yeah, I'll check a link up when we publish the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, what else looks good on there? I think that the poker set looks quite cool.
I was
a little poker tin.
Literally just pointing at that. Poker set? That would be quite tempting.
Take my money!
Yeah. Literally, hang on. God. I'm just totting this up. Like, I'm looking at all the things that I'd like. I'm at $320 so far. Oh, crap.
That's quite an option.
This is terrible.
Did Blizzard do any kind of financial options so that you could, yeah, you know, increase your monthly subscription to the game, but to cover off like £99?
Yeah.
Blizzard, if you're listening.
Just take my kidneys, Blizz. You can have both of them. I don't need a kidney. I'll just go on dialysis. It'll be fine.
So that answers my next question of, would you guys buy anything? But obviously, yes, you would, if they would do some sort of finance scheme.
The good news is as well is that although obviously the pictures that we're looking at now, all the prices are in dollars, you can actually get access to all of this stuff as well if you buy the virtual pass for BlizzCon.
Yeah.
So you get access to the store and I'll ship it out to you, which is really cool.
Have they done that every year, or was it just a new thing? Because I thought before it was just if you actually went to BlizzCon. You got,
yeah, I
to
don't.
This.
I seem to remember them doing it last year, but I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Mm. It might have been last year as well. I'm not sure. I just remember one year, I looked at the store, but even though we had a virtual ticket, I'm sure I couldn't actually buy anything.
Right.
But it probably wasn't last year. It might have been the year before or something. Yeah.
So, have they released anything? Any of the freebies they've given away of the virtual ticket this year?
They have actually. There's one for like every game, so you get a Hearthstone card, a pet for WoW, a banner for Diablo, something for StarCraft. I didn't even pay attention to because I don't play StarCraft.
It's a portrait.
Ah, there you go. And I think that was everything.
Okay. See, unfortunately, because they offer a WoW pet, it now means that obviously myself and Honey live together, but we're going to have to buy a ticket each now.
Yeah.
Because we can't decide who's going to get the pet. That's expensive.
It used to be me. I used to be able to have all the pets.
You shouldn't have got me into pet battles.
Damn it.
Oh my God, you guys. I don't really want to derail or anything, but I'm looking at these pictures. And you know, you're talking about the Paladin Tier 2 robe that you could get.
Yeah.
It's a friggin' dressing gown. It looks amazing.
Oh, it is a dressing gown. All right, that is amazing.
I have to get one of those. Shit, I'm gonna have to buy one of those.
Take my money!
It really is a take my money sort of thing, isn't
it? That's so cool.
I know what my Christmas present this year is gonna be then.
I should apologise to everyone.
They do the priest tier 5 one as well.
I just saw the priest one actually. I think I'll probably go for, if you get the paddy one, you know, we're gonna look cool.
We could be dressing gown buddies.
Oh man, this is a dream come true for me.
Oh god.
Let's do it. Let's both get one and we'll post pictures up for ourselves.
Yes.
In the ropes.
I feel sorry that I've released this upon the world now. I do apologise, guys.
if you're really lucky, I'll even wear pants underneath. It'll be great.
I really hope you do wear
Please
pants
do.
Underneath. I feel like I should apologise to you on the half, Tom, and for introducing you to this paladin dressing game.
I'm going to get the priest one.
Nice. Oh, she'd like that. It's fine.
Well, you're going to have to obviously hide the price, otherwise your other half might cast divine interruption. with that really, really, really bad joke said.
Yeah. And, I think we need to move quickly on.
Stick into the BlizzCon theme. I mean, we've got, for anyone who hasn't seen our website, we have got a huge announcement to make, and I'm not going to take this away. Over to yourself, Toman.
We do have a huge announcement. So basically, all of us have sort of bought the sort of the streaming pass for BlizzCon every year that it's been out. And we all kind of watch it, and we're always usually on Mumble having a chat about it at the same time. And so this year we thought, okay, cool. Why don't we all get together and we'll see if we can watch BlizzCon together. So the original plan is that we'd probably get maybe five or six of us, we'd sit in a pub, we'd stream some BlizzCon, we'd have a few beers, and we'd just have a bit of a good time. But then, I emailed Blizzard and asked them, you know, whether we could get sort of some kind of an event license or something like that. And it kind of just snowballed from there, really. So we got in touch with Blizz. They've kind of agreed to help us out by promoting it and sending some of their community reps to come to the event. We've been in touch with a lot of different companies to ask for prize donations for sort of competitions on the night and stuff. So we've got goodies to give away from Blizzard, from Logitech, Engine, Multiplay, Curse, Ask Mr. Robot. We're being officially sponsored by Open Raid. And so basically we've booked this great big pub in the middle of London, just off Oxford Street, so nice and central, really easy to get to. We've got all of the downstairs sort of this pub. They're going to open up a private bar for us, and we're going to stream BlizzCon onto the big screens in this pub. So it's very similar to the old Barcraft events that they used to run for watching StarCraft tournaments. Blizzard suggested that we could make this a Barcraft kind of BlizzCon edition, as it were. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to stream the event. We're going to watch it together. We're going to probably get a little bit drunk. We're going to give away loads of really cool goodies, and we really, really hope that you can come. We're kind of hoping that we can get about 100 people or so to the event, and we're already on track. We've got a month to go, and we're already quite a few of us that are going. So please, please do come along. It would be amazing.
It's going to be great, and like you said, we've got so much stuff to give away on the night as well from
seriously,
so many
fantastic
sponsors.
I think at the moment, the last check, I think we've got like, I don't know, 40 odd people coming, and at the moment it's almost one prize per person. So so we could do with a few more people just to give the prizes away too.
And if not, I am worried that Tarman and Flaps are just going to steal all the prizes and run away.
I wouldn't be able to live.
I can't guarantee
myself.
That won't happen, I'll be honest.
Some of the prizes are that amazing. That's how
they are really cool. Like Logitech have given us the G710 keyboard, which is like, it's like 150 quid's worth of keyboard. It's ridiculous. And
I really want
your mouse. We've got, you know, Engine have given us two ultimate website plans. We've got Mumble servers from Multiplay, and all sorts of sort of subscriptions from Ask Mr. Robot and Curse. There's some really, really good prizes.
There are
game time codes, mounts in game, etc. It's going to be great, and it's all free. I should mention everything is free, so you don't have to pay for a ticket, you don't have to pay to enter any of the competitions. It's all free, so yeah, definitely come along.
The only thing you will need to pay for is beer.
Yeah.
Or wine, or gin, or whiskey,
whatever you like.
Whatever you fancy, but that's where the prize comes in, guys.
Yeah.
But no, it'd be fantastic to see as many of the listeners across as possible. Obviously, you'll get to meet the Ready Check cast. We're hopefully going to have t-shirts, so you'll be able to identify us all night and bug us and ask us any of the questions about the show, or ask why we call Toman.
Say no man to Toman.
No man to Toman. Yeah, I'm going to have that on my t-shirt. That is such a good idea. Yeah. Write that down.
Dan, right.
Written down in your head then. It's like, how did you just pointed at her head when you said write that down?
I don't need to write things down, it's in my head.
But no, if anybody does want to sign up and come to the show, then we are trying to keep an eye on obviously how many tickets go out, and we have got around this 100 limit. So please do go to blizzcon.readycheck.co.uk and sign up for one of the event passes on there. As Toman said, we're not going to ask for credit card details. It is completely free. It's just so we got a list of people and we know how many people to expect on the night.
Yeah.
We've also got a list of all our sponsors on there as well, and we'll keep that updated with any future sponsors that jump onto the idea. So yeah, Barcraft on Thames, guys.
Woo!
Excited.
I'm very
really
excited.
Looking forward to that. And with that, I think that ends the news section for this week. So we're going to move on to our next section. That's right, it's the We Gonna Die section, otherwise pronounced as... Toman, how would you pronounce We Gonna Die?
I think it's something like this.
We Gonna Die!
Wow.
That was really good.
It was actually really good.
You could almost be Australian, like Relic, who originally recorded that recording.
Faux Australian. He's not really Australian.
Faux Australian.
I think if I was actually Australian, I'd start calling him the C-bomb. I'd just start dropping them in there every now and again.
Yeah, that does seem to happen in just standard chat.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's like, how the hell have you been?
Wow.
I like the way
we need to bleep that one out.
Yeah.
that little bit of silence there, by the way, guys, was the actual C-bomb being said in its entirety.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey. Thanks very much.
It's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Like a social grenade.
A little bit. I'm surprised you've let me come to BlizzCon, to be honest.
I'm still in two minds about it.
Oh.
Chuck into a group of people, watch them disperse.
Anyway, sorry, I've completely derailed our We Gonna Die section.
Yes, sorry. So this is the part of the show where we talk about how Harvest Moon, the official guild of Ready Check, are going. And this week it's fallen to me to explain, I believe. So this week, so last week I think we spoke about, we just got up to spoils and I think we had a quick go on it.
Yeah.
And we didn't really understand
right,
it.
Because Tommen was opening all the boxes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Remember.
I kind of... So, yeah, I kind of feel as though I was punished quite significantly for that because I was benched next time we got to spoils. So,
it's your punishment for opening all the boxes.
I was like, oh.
There you go, advice for all raiders coming up to spoils. Do not open all the boxes or you will be benched. but no, when we tried it, we only had a couple of attempts the first night of trying it. So we went in there again on Sunday. And I don't think it took us too many attempts. I think it was probably, what, sixth, seventh attempt we managed to down it?
Yeah, I think the thing was we just kept switching teams around and stuff until it was right.
Yeah, so one of the tactics we use for this is, obviously for anyone who hasn't seen the fight, you've got, you start off in two different rooms with two different sets of ads. And then what happens is you down that room and you go into another room with two other sets of ads, but... I'm trying to think of the best way of explaining this, guys. It's really hard to explain in words how the four quarters work.
There's a Mogu section and a Mantid section on both sides. So if you imagine a big corridor and then four different rooms off it, on each side is exactly the same but reversed. So one team will start on the Mantid section where the other team will start on the Mogu section. And they have a certain amount of seconds to get this down. It's 100 and something. Like I said earlier, I'm the tank, I just click lots of boxes. so you have a specific order and you've got to get to a certain amount of energy. So we did it with like the Mogu section. We'd open, for example, we would open two big, one medium and all the small ones.
Okay.
And that would get you enough energy to then move on to the next room. And then you would go through to the Mantid section where we open two big, five middle and two small. And that was enough to kill it. But you obviously have to rely on your other half doing exactly the same within the time limit. So if one of you would get it down but the other side wouldn't, then you'd have to start again.
So this is one of the reasons for swapping the teams around, because say you start off on the Mogu section, the second part of the fight you move into the Mantid section, obviously you need the team to experience both those different parts to know which bosses to, or which boxes to open and how quickly you've got to get some of the ads down. There are a lot of ad priorities, and I'm not going to go into it fully on the show right now because we would be here for hours.
Yeah. that tactic did work really well for us. So with the Mantid, it was two big, five medium and two small, because the small ones are a real pain. And on the Mogu side, it was two big, one medium and all the small, because the small ones are really easy on the Mogu side. They're just like big urns and quillin pups and stuff. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, so that worked really well for us. If anyone's stuck on it, it's worth giving that a try. And obviously, keep switching the teams around. If it's not working, don't be afraid to go, right, swap sides.
Yeah.
Swap some DPS. Swap some healers or whatever you need to do. Obviously, we only had two healers as well.
Yeah.
One tank, one healer each side, and everyone else was DPS.
Yeah, so I actually really enjoyed this fight. What an awesome mechanic. I just really enjoyed how you've obviously got these two different bits you need to see. So it's one of those bosses where... no one's going to go and do it first time, I don't think.
No.
I think everyone's going to have to see a bit of the fight first and understand what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's just a really interesting fight that Blizzard have created.
Being a tank, it was quite stressful. Because obviously...
Yeah, I can imagine.
I started off on the Mogu side and we kept downing that side. But the Mantid quarter were having troubles, so we swapped. Then I went over to the Mantid side. I was a bit like, oh God, I'm so used to the other ones. Shit, I don't know where everything is. And I'd gotten used to my room structure because we hadn't gone through to the second bit. So I was a bit like, But actually, once I got used to that room as well, it was so easy.
Yeah, I think one of the other interesting things about this fight as well is that we were stuck on the first rooms for some time, actually. Mm-hmm. We're probably looking, five, six wipes maybe?
I think
with all of us just in the first room, swapping the teams around between each of the Mantid and the Mogu in the first section.
Yeah.
Once we got into the second room, I think we wiped once going into the second room, and after that was it, we were through.
Yeah.
Because we gave everybody that experience. So, a couple of things to watch out for if your guild's coming up to this at the moment. Number one, make sure the tanks know which boxes to open and rely on them to open the boxes.
Yep.
Obviously using something like Vent or some kind of voice comm system, so many now, the tanks can obviously call for help if they need help opening any of the boxes, and we normally use our healers, I believe.
No, actually, I just have one DPS that generally helped because the healers were so busy actually concentrating on healing. Because there's only one of them.
Yes. Yes.
They didn't want to miss out on healing by having to actually stand and move and click, which is fair. So, yeah.
And of course, the best bit about the whole fight is actually when you down it and the chest opens. It's got some really cool effects around it.
It's got an amazing graphic around it. It all like glows red. It looks amazing.
So another bit of advice is once it's actually downed, make sure you're one of the first ones to jump back up because only certain it takes a while to recharge before you can get back up on the chains.
That's another thing worth mentioning. If one of your sides finishes the last room first, you can click on the hook and you can go and help the other side.
Excellent. So. Like, let us know if you've got any different ways of doing it. This way obviously worked best for our guild. Seems pretty standard looking at most of the videos. I think that there's probably only a few ways of actually doing it anyway.
Yeah,
let us know how you get on that boss. And we're now on to Doc, which we got down to 23%. It was around that amount. I think it might be 18 actually.
Yeah, I think we had an under 20% wipe on Colin.
On Colin, right. Sorry, yes.
On Colin. From the dino.
I think it's just that final phase because we're doing it with the fire phase last, which is obviously recommended.
Yes.
Because he just spreads fire everywhere. That's this phase. But I think we can do it. We'll get it down on Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. I mean, we were still having people dying to not kiting the dino properly in phase two and stuff. So
yeah.
As soon as we sort that kind of stuff out, that'll be a kill.
Yeah.
Another great fight, actually. And it emphasises, I still think that this is the best raid to date for Blizzard. This is up there with Voldwar for myself.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Actually, I said that about Throne of Thunder, and I'm enjoying this more than Throne of Thunder.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I won't lie, as a tank, it is a little bit scary going up against Thok, because he is just this massive, massive dinosaur with, like, plate bits stuck to him, and he eats you when it's not good.
Do you scroll right out when you tank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, like, all I see is just a giant dinosaur in front of me.
You can always go first person.
I think that would be even scarier. I don't think I could do that.
Do you try and high-five him, but he can't high-five back because he's tiny little arms?
Because he's got tiny arms.
All you got to do is get him to fall over. He can't push himself back up.
Damn it, we can all just stand behind him and push.
Excellent. But if anyone out there has any suggestions for us to help us get Doc down as quickly as possible on Sunday, please send them through. Obviously on Twitter, @ready_check. I think that about rounds up the We Gonna Die section this week, and obviously we'll let you know next week if we've managed to down Doc and if we've got any further. Or Colin.
He's less scary if he's called Colin.
And I think with that, it's time to move on to our next feature.
Let the games begin.
It's challenge time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you do that? The whole show with that accent? I think that would be brilliant.
That would be brilliant. I'd like to hear that.
Today's challenge is brought to you by Flaps. No, I can't.
He sounds like he should be on Futurama.
Some kind of cartoon.
Yeah, I like it.
I did kind of get into Geordie, though, at some point.
I know.
Today's challenge.
Do you know what? I've got this really weird thing. If I do a Welsh accent or Australian accent or anything like that, the first two words always sound quite good. And then it just kind of trails into Geordie.
It trails off and sounds a bit like the guy that goes, "Welcome to the world of tomorrow." Exactly what it makes sound like.
Excellent. Anyway, so the challenge this week is for myself, obviously, after Toman won last week by only a few points.
Take that back. He won by a lot of points.
I'd obviously nominated myself to do the challenge this week. So, challenge of Garfield this week's got a bit of history. So, you remember when you used to play World of Warcraft and you used to have to go into Stormwind, or you'd have to get into Ironforge, or if you're Horde, obviously Orgrimmar, Thunderbluff.
I like the way you were like, nowhere else do you go if you're Horde.
Yeah. Any of the main cities.
Dude, nobody went to Thunderbluff.
No.
I used to always be in Thunderbluff. I used to have my Hearthstone down my whole character.
It was. Anyway.
Seems I love Dalaran. It's just quiet. So, used to go into all these cities to try and find 5-man groups to go out and do a dungeon. Okay, so finding the actual 5 people to put together, a healer, a tank, and obviously the 3 DPS was only half the challenge. The next bit of the challenge was finding where the goddamn dungeons were.
Oh, God.
Okay. So we've since become very lazy at this now, and I don't think hardly anybody out there travels to the dungeons to do them instead of looking for group.
No, you're right.
So the challenge this week...
I wouldn't be able to tell you where the entrances to most of them are.
No.
Brilliant. This could be fun then.
This is why I think we're in trouble here, Thomas.
So the challenge for this week is five-man dungeon locations. I'm going to name the five-man dungeon.
Oh, shit.
And all you have to do is tell me what zone it's in.
Oh, only.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do.
I think
this is
going
to be terrible.
So I've split it into, as I did last time, I've got an easy, a medium, and a hard section.
Can we have the hard section first? People might forget about how rubbish we are by the end.
Plus a bonus question. Now, it's also worthwhile saying as well, when I was thinking about putting these into different easy, medium, and hard sections, this is only obviously of my view. You guys might have been to these instances, and so some of the hard sections are really easy to you. But this is the way I portrayed them anyway, and it's the way that I think Honey and Tomen are going to find them as well.
I'm going to find all of them hard. We know I'm rubbish at remembering.
Are they all from Vanilla?
Oh, God, I hope
no, we've got them, so they are from everything, every expansion ever.
Okay.
Although, actually, looking at them, I don't think I included any were from the Burning Crusade. So there you go. There's a little clue for you straight away.
Plus one for me.
Well,
don't mention Burning Crusade.
What I'm going to say is that Burning Crusade was the only one where I knew all of them. I knew every single one in Burning Crusade. So
is that what you were going to say?
It's a shame you missed. Shame you missed them out there. So
yeah, I didn't preempt that at all. Okay, so without further ado, let's get this challenge underway. So we're going to start off with question number one, of course.
I'd hope so.
Where in the world is Wailing Caverns?
Tommen.
Yes.
That would be in Durotar.
More specific?
The Barrens.
Which one? Remember, it's split a cataclysm.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, no. Northern Barrens.
Yes, there we go.
Well done,
Tommen. So, the first point goes to T, as I shall mark you down for. Second question, again, continuing the easy section. Second question.
That wasn't easy.
That wasn't easy. I thought that was quite hard.
Oh dear.
This doesn't bode well.
Like I said, this is just the way I saw them anyway. But question number two. Where in the world are the dead mines?
Honey.
Tommen.
Yes. I mean,
Westfall.
I don't.
That was Tommen.
Yeah.
That's correct. We got 2-0. Oh, come on, honey!
I told you, I might get none because that's how
rubbish I am. We need somebody to beat Tommen this season.
I don't think I'm going to beat Tommen on anything. My remembering of knowledge is awful.
There's a lot of confidence, aren't
there? No.
I feel really bad now.
Don't feel bad. I'm used to it.
I'll tell you what, I'll play with my eyes closed.
Great, thanks.
Wait, are you unwell?
He's like, quick,
no, I'm not unwell.
Cheat! right, question number three. Something from the new expansion. Where in the world is Shadowpan Monastery?
Tommen.
Yes.
That is in the Valley of the Four Winds.
No! If it's a honey. It's not.
Oh, is it in Kunlai Summit?
Yes, it is.
Woo!
2-1.
The other one.
Yeah, I was thinking of the wrong one. Yeah.
And I get to mark my score sheet with a capital H for honey.
Yay, I got one. That might be it now.
Excellent. So we're going to move on to the medium section now.
Oh, God.
Going to intensify a little bit, but like I said, they might be easy to
you
guys.
I'm a bit scared.
One of my favourite instances of all time, this, actually. I love five mans. Where in the world is Strathholm?
Tommen.
Yes.
Eastern Plagueland.
Yes, it is.
My brain's still going through the map, going right. I can picture it.
Excellent. Good. So
I did spend a lot of time there, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Farming a mount.
Oh yeah, of course you do. Yeah, you're after all the mounts again. Did you get that one from? Is it Baron Rivendell?
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I got that.
I actually remember the name. Yeah.
Well done.
I'm awarding myself a point.
Well, no, you're not equaling
I'm
with me.
I'm power
of
honey.
God damn it. You're not even playing.
Okay, so question number five. Where in the world... I keep wanting to say it's PC world. Where in the world is Utgard Keep?
Honey.
Tommen.
I think that was Honey there first.
Boreen Tundra? No. Yeah.
No, I'm afraid not. No, Tommen.
It's not. It's Howling Fjord.
It is indeed.
Oh, of course it is.
It's the other side.
It's the other starting zone bit.
Or if you like to mispronounce it, Howling Fjord.
Fjord.
Fjord. The Howling Fjord.
Everyone likes Howling Fjord.
Question number 6, and last question in the medium section. Where in the world is Alderman?
Tommen.
Yes.
Oh, one of two, and I can never get them right. Blasted Lands.
Nope.
No.
No, it's not.
It's another one.
Over the honey.
Alderman. I don't even think I've been to Alderman. That's not what I have, but I
think of somewhere near Loch Madan.
There's lots of places near Loch Madan.
There is, yes.
Damn it.
It's a bit like Blasted Lands.
There was a really cool quest chain there with like three guys with
Deathwing.
Yeah,
you had to punch Deathwing in the face.
Oh, I won't swear. Oh.
Oh, I won't swear. Oh shit!
It starts with B.
It has lands in it.
It's a bad.
No, I'm not gonna answer if you're gonna give me the entire answer.
Do you know what it is yet?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, I knew what it was when you said B, but then you kept taking the piss, so I wasn't going to answer.
What is it?
Badlands.
Yeah, how do you have a point?
I don't want your pity points.
You need them. At this point, you
no,
need them.
I don't want them. I don't need them. I don't want them.
Okay, so that brings the scores to 4-2 at the moment. Obviously, 1 point to me at the moment.
No, you're having a point.
It's my game. I made the rules. I want a point.
Jesus.
Right, so with that in mind, we're moving on to the hard section. So, question number 7. Where in the world is Grim Batol?
Tommen.
Yes.
Twilight Highlands.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think some people will find these questions quite easy, other people will find them quite hard.
No, because those ones you actually had to fly to.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Stuff, but it was hidden around the corner.
Right, actually, I didn't.
You couldn't actually go in them, could you, on your first character until you found the entrance?
So this one a bit harder, I think, actually. So again, continued the hard section at question number 8. Where in the world is Mordor?
Tommen.
Yes.
I used to love this place because I had to, literally, it took you hours to get there if you're Alliance and you're trying to get a group. It's in Desolus.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I had no idea, so I'm glad you knew the answer to that.
Right, question number 9. This is not looking good. Where in the world is the lost city of Tolvir? Tolvir.
It's the new one, isn't it?
Newish.
Yeah, I know. Honey.
Honey, yes?
Yes.
You didn't say that very confident. Say it again, come on.
Honey!
Yeah! What's the answer, honey?
Well, I'm afraid I might get it wrong. Alden.
Yes!
That's it.
Woo!
Yay!
Capital H.
Woo!
Okay, so question number 10 and the last one of the hard section. Where in the world is Razorfen Cruel?
Tommen.
Yes.
I think it's Southern Barrens.
Certainly is.
Well, indeed.
Well done. So,
because you have Razorfen Downs there as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, kind of opposite each other.
You do. Yes. That's what I was hoping people would get confused by those. Obviously, it wasn't.
They're
that
in the same zone, though.
Okay, so at the end of the 10 questions, we have 7 points to Tommen.
Yep.
3 points to Honey.
Yeah.
And 1 point to me.
No, no. Stop giving it.
And that means Flaps is the winner!
Yay! Well done, Flaps.
So with that in mind, we're going to go for one more question. Oh, okay, man. So this one's going to be slightly different.
Have you not humiliated me enough with my lack of knowledge?
So this one's going to be worth 2,000 points. Okay, so this correct answer is worth 2,000 points, okay?
Is that because you couldn't bother to do the maths of adding up to what it is to get it over 7? That's it, isn't it?
Maybe. Okay,
this is ridiculous. It's like having next goal wins when it's like 500-0 in football.
Even though you've already won.
I wouldn't be doing this if Tommen hadn't won the last, well, every episode since we started, I think. But, so yes, the bonus question. Where in the world is the Nexus?
Tommen.
Yes.
Borean Tundra. It's in Kaldara Point, Kaldara something.
Got it.
He has got it.
So, the end of the challenge.
Tommen is on 2,007 points.
Only on three. So it's close.
It was close.
It was pretty close.
You got it. I was like, this really close.
I feel really bad, but I'm super competitive, so I can't even let you in. So I kind of feel like I'm just punching a kitten in the face.
Fantastic. And obviously with the challenge over, congratulations to the tournament once again. But with the challenge over, that does bring us to the end of the show. Wap, 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 wap. Thank you everyone for listening to us this week. We'll be back next week with episode 8, where we hope you can join us for that as well. To get in contact with us, you've got several ways of getting to us, I suppose. Getting in contact. You got @ready_check on Twitter, facebook.com/readycheck, mailbag@readycheck.co.uk, and of course we've also got the website up now for the BlizzCon event. It'd be great to have you guys, as many people as possible, to attend that. And who knows, might turn it into an annual thing. But the website for that is blizzcon.readycheck.co.uk. And that really is the end of the show now. So from Flaps, goodbye.
From Honey, goodbye.
From Tommen, goodbye.